Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Coda, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is actually not here with us just yet, so she's still getting settled in or might pop in there in just a little bit. Only a 30-minute show. We're going to get started, and Pioneer Paula, she'll pop in there, too, and we're going to do our birthdays. Jesse Pullum, happy birthday to you down there in Frankfort, Kentucky. Walter Passarelli, happy birthday. Junior Flinner, happy birthday. James Moeller, happy birthday. Gail Massey, Sarah Perez, happy birthday. Damon Tainer, happy birthday. Junior Sparkman, happy birthday. And Donald Mason, happy birthday. And that is my Facebook family and friends' birthday. And now we'll do our famous birthday. Famous birthday is Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson is 50 years old today. So happy birthday to Miss Janet Jackson. Danny Trejo. Danny is 72 years old, so happy birthday to you. On a day in history, on this day in 1929, the first Academy Awards ceremony was on this very day in 1929. Then we've got a question of the day. On the question of the day, I can't think of what her name is. Thank you, folks out there on Twitter. We appreciate you people out there in Twitter land tweeting our show and things. But the question of the day is true or false. Does smoking cannabis make people feel mellow? Phil Mellow and Veda Thomas, she says as limber as a wet cat. So thank you so much, Veda. We appreciate that answer. And welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. Do you happen to have any birthdays?
I don't think so. I made company today, so I don't know.
Okay.
I'm trying to recuperate. I still can't move from my Kentucky Hemp Works days either.
Right. Did you want to answer the question of the day, true or false? Does smoking cannabis make people feel mellow?
Well, if you're smoking indica, it will mellow you out. If you're smoking sativa, it's going to give you a good working high. So, I don't know. It depends
Absolutely,
on the strand.
Paula. Absolutely, Paula. Nowadays, yeah, we have to always say that. It depends on the strain. Absolutely. And they said the answer was... I don't know. It says the answer is false, that it won't make you feel mellow. So, hell, I don't know. It's like, man, who is it giving these answers? bad answers. John Kalawinski, big shout out to you and Paula Willett. Thank you so much also. And Brent and Sherry Goss, big shout out to you folks out there in Louisville. Thank you all so much. Appreciate that. The weather today is actually 58. It is 58, cloudy, and it's windy and a little chilly, I think. Pioneer Paula.
It's chilly here, too. Let me get to it real quick. Let's see. 59 and cloudy. And then we got forecast of rain tonight. And thunderstorms tomorrow, and I still haven't got my yard mowed. I'm going to have to bush hog it. But my body says, no, bitch, you play too hard Saturday. You can't do the lawn mowing. So I just got to accept the fact that I can do it.
Right.
I
big shout-out. Right. A big shout-out to Denny out there in Twitterland. Thank you so much, Denny. And Cannabis Gold, thank you so much, Cannabis Gold. We appreciate you. Thank you, folks out there in Twitterland. Appreciate it. The front of the Rolling Stones magazine that came out is Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson is on the front of the Rolling Stones magazine for this month. So how cool is that? May's issue.
Awesome.
He's made. Yeah, it's all in this big purple nice outfit and things. Tomorrow is election day, so please get out and vote. Please get out and vote. You know, tomorrow is election day. So you need to get out and vote. After I hear my son, are you sure I get to vote tomorrow? Well, yes. You are registered to vote. You will get to vote. If you're not registered, which
what's
I'm sure. And he's like, well,
what's he registered as? What's he registered
as?
As
a Democrat. He's registered
as
a Democrat.
He can, yeah. He can vote then.
He's a registered Democrat. He says, are you going to vote, Mom? I says, hell no. Mom's just going to wait. Mom can't vote. Mom's registered as an independent. Mom's just going to sit back and see what she's got left after y'all figure out what y'all doing tomorrow.
I know I'm not voting for Mike Bape, and I'm not voting for Jamie Comer. I'm voting for the third one, and his name is Bape for Whitfield's position.
Now, will they be back on the ballot for November, Paula?
Whoever wins the Republican primary will be.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and I can't like Mike Pape, and I can't like Jamie Comer, because neither one of them give a shit about us cannabis users.
Right. Well, the White House initiative will study the nation's smallest inhabitants. They're launching nearly a $500 million effort to study the microbes that thrive in the human body across the ecosystem. That was announced today by the National Microbiome Initiative. It's an attempt to investigate these collections of microorganisms over the next 2 years with the help of federal agencies, the national organization, even NASA is on board, which doesn't come as a huge surprise. And given interest in how the microbes affect humans in outer space, as well as its outgoing search for life. So, I mean, man, that's a lot of money right there for that.
Really, why don't we feed the life we've already got that are starving?
Absolutely, Paula. Well, you know, they say that according to the science thing, polluted dust can impact ocean life thousands of miles away, studies say. The iron that is deposited from air pollution off the coast of the East Asia ocean currents carry the nutrient far and wide. Georgia Institute of Technology, they are closely monitoring the impact of human activity on the world's ocean. Researchers at the Georgia Institute of Technology have found yet another worrying trend impacting the health of the Pacific Ocean. It's like, well, I don't know, let's throw some more plastic out there. You know, we thought we was doing such a great thing, doing away with a plant that is biodegradable, a hemp plant, and going to plastic. And, wow, after we've got all this excessive plastic now, oh, it's not a good idea, huh? Some things ain't meant to change. Yeah, some things are not meant to change. Some things are meant to be just left alone, leave things alone, you know. What has happened to this country?
Doggone to
hell.
We
have no idea.
Evil.
Let's see, as far as events. On events, tomorrow night, May the 17th, at 8:30 at 1043 Virginia Avenue, Suite 4, Indianapolis, Indiana. Jelly Row is live up there in Indianapolis. Also, tomorrow night, Wednesday night, Jefferson County Cannabis Town Hall Meeting.
Jefferson County. I'm glad you mentioned that. That's the K4MM group. I challenge Louisville to beat Marshall County.
Jefferson County Government Center at 7201 Outer Loop Suite 129, Louisville, Kentucky. It starts at 6:15 till 8:30. That's the Cannabis Town Hall Meeting
K4MM. Yes, and it's an awesome presentation. Everybody needs to attend, and they need to listen to Chuck Thompson's story.
Oh, absolutely, Paula. Kentucky Rain, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at Manchester Music Hall. That's at 899 Manchester Street in Lexington. They're having Kentucky Rain Lexington Prince Tribute Show Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. So, that'd be something fun to do. Also on Wednesday at 7:30 at the Woodland Park, 601 East High Street, they're having the community drum circle again, starting at 7:30. Thursday, May the 19th, 3:30 West Broadway Street in Frankfort, Kentucky. Kentucky Libertarian Ballot Access Hearing goes on Thursday morning at 10:45. And then also Thursday, May the 19th, from 6 to 8, it's the third Thursday kickoff with Restless Legs String Band, Thursday from 6 to 8. That's at the Madison County Circuit Court on 101 West Main Street, Richmond, Kentucky. Badass band right there, people. Badass band. Check them folks out. For sure.
And Friday night, my baby girl, Michaela, Gatewood cheerleader, graduates from high school.
Yes. Congratulations, Michaela.
My seventh child to graduate from the Kentucky school system, and they ain't doing nothing but dumbing my children down. I'm glad my children were smart enough to learn for themselves.
Tomorrow night from 6:30 to 7:30 at the Paul Sawyers Public Library downtown Frankfort, 319 Wapping Street in Frankfort, Kentucky. They're having a self-publishing, editing, and transcript thing. And they're also having Wednesday in Frankfort at the Kentucky Historical Society from 12 to 2, the Civil War, Unfolding the Black Flag in History Memory. And that's at the Kentucky Historical Society from 12 to 2. And then May the 20th is, which is the love of my life's birthday. Hey, my baby's birthday's coming up. No Tools Long concert is going to be in Frankfort at Bradford Hall, 400 East Main Street, Frankfort, Kentucky, and it's going to be at 7 o'clock. So, how cool is that? Lots of cool things. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for sharing that. And we try to put it out there for you folks. We got 6 minutes before it's time, Paula.
I'm ready.
I'm sorry. There is a Greenwood Car Show. Greenwood Car Show is in Seattle, Washington. That's June the 25th from 11 in the morning till 7 at night in Greenwood Avenue, North Seattle, Washington. Big shout out to Jared Alway. So that's for you Washington people out there. I'm going to do some prayers for little KK. I mean, he's having a hard time. I think they're trying to wean him off. From what I'd read, they're trying to wean him off of his medicine now. Did you see that? Yeah, I think they're trying to wean him off of his medicine. Yeah, he's having a rough time.
Or the pill medicine. Which medicine?
The pill medicine.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. But then he's got pneumonia, so that's not good.
Right. So, yeah, it's like, man. There's Claiborne County, that's in Tennessee. One dead after a morning wreck. There's a wreck at 1:30 today. One person is dead after a two-vehicle wreck this morning involving a tractor-trailer. It was on U.S. 25 East, according to Tennessee Highway Patrol trooper. Tractor-trailer was traveling 25 East when a four-door sedan that was traveling north crossed the center line, striking the tractor-trailer. And the driver of the Saturn, a male, was taken to the Claiborne Medical Center where he was pronounced dead. Prayers to that young man's family and things. And good vibes toward his family. What a tragedy. Tragedy. What happened to the weather, man? I mean, here it is. I mean, damn, it's like cold. It's got like back wintertime again.
No, it ain't wintertime. It is not wintertime. I do not have my long johns on. It is not wintertime. I'm loving it. I ain't ready for hot yet.
Yeah, I've been freezing all day, man. It's like, hell, I'm ready for the heat. I don't like the cold weather.
Well, I got on my long sweater, but I'm not ready for the hot yet. I'm just not.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, it's going to come, and so, I mean, ain't nothing we can do about it. But I like the hot weather. I do. I like the hot weather. It's like, bring it on. It can't come fast enough for me.
Well, I hope we have a cool summer.
Hawaii is at risk of a mega tsunami.
Tsunami.
Thank you, Paula. Tsunami. Yeah, they're like, you know, they're at risk for a high, they say that the chances of the earthquake could devastate Hawaii in the next 50 years. So I guess that's a prediction between now and the next 50 years, you know, that this could happen. So it's like, man, what a tragedy.
Well, we're sitting on the New Madrid Fault that's been past due for a long, long, all my whole lifetime it's been past due to do its thing. So, you know, we just never know about Mother Nature.
Yeah, we're still waiting, ain't we, Paula?
Well, I'll gladly wait, you know. But sometimes you can feel the earth shake outside.
Right. Absolutely. Today makes our 614 episodes. 614 episodes
today.
Moving right along. I want to thank everybody out there that listens to the show, listens to the archive shows, that shares the show, that tweets the show, and takes the time out to be in support of us. So thank you all, each and every one of you. Even the anonymous people. And then there's funny, I talk to some people sometimes and they're like, hey, we listen to y'all's show. We really like your show, you know. So thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. Just trying to expose the corruption and the truth and bringing forth education of freeing this plant and the medical benefits of this plant and things. We talk about it all here. Are you ready, Paula?
I'm ready. I am so ready.
Paula says she is so ready. We're going to have to take a break because we take a break every single day at this time at 4:20 because we play a song. That's the only thing we can legally do in our state without being arrested. Surprised they don't arrest us for it, though. But anyhow, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Beeler out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. And we're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Here we go, Paula.
Bad.
They're getting off of work, I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour, I'm lighting up a smoke. The world and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeehaw, what a badass little song. Badass little song. We're going to play, and I promise. Do what, honey?
My favorite time of the day.
Absolutely, Paula. We're going to play Joey Rose Smoking Section. I don't know what happened to my other songs I did have. It's all going to Pop by Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson. Now it's not even up on the board again, so I don't know. So we're going
to
play Joey Rose.
For that one.
Yeah. And Smoking Section, Jelly Roll, 4 minutes and 18 seconds. We'll be right back.
I was talking to a guy that I respect dearly the other day, and he told me not to get so distracted fighting the alligators that I forget to clean the swamp. And it took me a second to think about what he was really saying. But he was saying, don't let my problems distract me so much dealing with them, I forget my mission. Hey, baby brother, how you doing? The street's still holding. The last time I seen you, you ain't seem so focused. Can't believe I ain't noticed. I can't believe I missed it. Life been crazy, man. Fast life living while struggling, sitting in prison. I'm sitting and tripping, and I'm sitting here wishing that you were sitting here with me. But you're not, I'm all alone, trying to write the song. Sipping on some bourbon and blowing a little strong. This is therapeutic music, so I'm taking my time. Figure while I had a second, I was dropping some line. Me and Real doing well, man. Don't worry about us. I bet your ass up and chilling, probably rolling the dust. I mentioned your name, and every hardship is a blessing, and this is the same. It's been 16 years that doesn't lessen the pain, cause your death was a first hand lesson on age. I'm just riding through my old neighborhood reminiscing the life that I was living. Man, I was tripping. I grew up around sinners that was trying to win. People living to die, but they was dying to live. Think about you every now and then. I ride by the crib, call it the crib, but my mother had to live there in years. Meanwhile, my cousin came home from doing a bit. Gave the man an iPhone and he didn't know what it is. I hope that heaven has a smoking picture. I hope that heaven has a smoking picture. When it's dead and done, we'll all go. I hope they got a place that we can blow. I hope that heaven. strung out on the painkillers. The money and fame did it. You tried and you can't quit it. To think it's a shame that your name's in the same sentence as a junkie, a flunky. Your back is a monkey. You used to have it all. The hoes and the money. Had a dream that you killed yourself. Woke up reaching for my phone like you needed my help. But I'm so focused on myself and my dollar doing well. You're a grown man. I have to hope you're going through a spell. But I'm praying for you. And I know that you're feeling the pain, but you're an addict. You won't change until you're ready to change. And I hope you think about your family and get it right. And just know that I will pray for you before I sleep tonight. And me and money talk, I'd like to share this thought while you're fighting alligators. Don't forget to clean the swamp. Bye.
Smoking Section, June the 12th. June the 12th, DJ Hooty Hoo in Cream
no.
Enterprise. I hope there's a Smoking Section, Paula. You know, ain't that a badass song?
Yep.
That's a badass song. And in that video, Jelly Rose Mommy and little girls in there, and Jelly Rose Mommy's over in a certain table in a certain section smoking a cigarette away. Little White Party Animal Tour. Little White's going to be in Louisville, Kentucky at the U.S. Lounge with DJ Hooty Hoo and Cream Enterprise. Cream Enterprise, I just met some of those folks the other night. I can't remember what the main head guy that is. I'm friends with him. Sorry about that. I think his name's Rich. I'm sorry. You're going to have to call in, guys, and things, or like shoot me a message. I can't keep up with all you folks. But, you know, Cream Enterprise is going to be there with Little White June the 12th in Louisville, Kentucky. So check them out. Check them out, folks. That's about all I know. I want to thank the Pioneer Paula for being on the show with us. Hope Miss Jolene's getting all settled in and things. Maybe she'll get to be back with us tomorrow. I want to thank the love of my life for listening in. Everybody, be safe. Have a good evening. Thank you so much again, Pioneer Paula. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time. Love you. Love you, girl. Love you with all my heart. Don't be drinking and driving, smoking and driving. Don't be doing anything illegal and driving. Big Brother will bust you in his 10 years.
And we talked about Gatewood at the Kentucky Hip Works all day, too, because that one dude, yeah, he knew Gatewood, too, so, yeah, and he wore a cool-looking pot shirt. We'll have to talk about that tomorrow. Brian Austin is his name. Yeah.
Oh, for sure, Paul, for sure. Yeah,
yeah.
We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Cannabis
everybody
for the PTSD.
Right. Everybody have a good evening. God bless and love y'all. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma.